Hey, this is Dan from Karate Cafe, and you are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix. Can you smell that? That's another batch of practical defense. Defense.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 239, Holiday Safety Tips, Part 3. This week, we continue our discussion of holiday safety tips. And again, we'll jump right back in where we left off last week. We'll start with a tip that I posted to Facebook and Twitter. If you're going to travel this holiday, it's a good idea to have someone pick up your mail and pull your garbage cans out and back in. Some people pause their newspaper service and mail deliver, which actually is a fantastic idea. The reason is that thieves do look for piled up mail and newspapers. A pile is an indicator that no one's home. The challenge is with flyers and other types of advertisements that are placed on doors. Those cannot be stopped. Convicted home burglars have admitted to placing flyers on doors and returning later to see if they're still there. These are real flyers from local establishments. They collect them from other areas and then place them on potential targets as a check. If the flyer the criminal placed on the door remains for a few days, the homeowner is probably away on vacation and the home just became a target. So if you have someone collecting your newspapers and mail, also ask them to remove any flyers from around the doorway. Another popular home doorstep form of theft around the holiday season is to follow delivery trucks such as Federal Express, UPS, and the Postal Service and steal the packages as they're dropped off. A lot of people ship gifts to distant friends and relatives or order expensive gifts over the internet at this time of year, and the criminals know it. The crooks will tail delivery trucks and steal packages right off the doorsteps. So keep an eye out for expected deliveries and check those email delivery confirmations. Ensure that you actually received everything you ordered and follow up if something goes missing and report it to the police. And of course, pull your packages in as soon as you can. Don't let them sit on the porch, even for a few minutes, if it can be avoided. The final tip this week is a classic that I bring up every year. I even included it in my book on home security, which is available in Kindle, Nook, iBook, and paperback. It's originally a submission from a listener, Christy from Baltimore, way back in 2009. The criminals can use the trash left out for pickup after the holidays, especially Christmas, as an inventory of what each home in the neighborhood just received. After Christmas, drive or walk through your neighborhood on trash day and see what you can learn from what is openly displayed on the curb. Many boxes won't fit into bins, so people just place them out as is. To the criminal, it's a menu of electronics, game consoles, TVs, computers, and other gadgets ripe for the picking. So take the extra few minutes and cut up all of the boxes and place them into the bins. Sure, they might not all fit, but only put out what does fit. It may take an extra week or so to get all of the box material collected, but it is a safer process. I'm also aware of a community that rents a van or truck every year and collects the paper and boxes from participants. The paper material is taken to the local recycling center, and the proceeds cover the cost of the truck rental. It's both safer and eco-friendly. That will do it for this week. However, I will conclude the holiday safety tips next week, but only if the world doesn't end on Friday, of course. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I am Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at security.palladium-education.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro Second Amendment, pro gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.